TGIF, everybody. It is Friday, October 20th. The Mandalorian comes out today on Netflix. I am excited. I might wait like a week or two to watch it because I want to like have like three in the chamber, you know? That way I don't watch too many. Nah, I'm sorry, that's not the right way. I want to be able to watch more than one. I kind of want to binge watch. I'm doing that with a lot with my shows right now because, like I've said before, I'm getting ready to hibernate, so I kind of just want to have like a couple, maybe two, three, four shows to like just kind of cozy up in December, mid-November, and just watch them. Hope everybody's doing good today. I am in my backyard. If you hear my Whirlpool Spa, I think you might hear it in the background. So please ignore that. And I apologize, it's almost over. What is going on with everybody? Since I have people that listen to me all over the world, I guess you're just preoccupied with how the United States presidential race is going to end on Tuesday. I'm very excited. I can actually admit that I'm a little stressed. I don't want Trump to win. I just don't think he's a good leader, and I was talking to my son's friend's dad yesterday because we took the kids about bike riding. And I believe he's a Trump supporter. And I asked him, hey, did you vote already? He goes, yeah, I've already voted. And I said, do you mind me asking who you voted for? I don't really care. Which I really don't care, to be honest with you. Who he voted for, I'm very open to politics. I might not like what he liked. I might not like the same things that he's looking at, but at the same time, I have to respect his political views as much as I hope he respects mine. So I think he voted for Trump, and then, to be honest with you, it's the first time I asked someone, why did you vote for him? And he actually talked to me about the policies instead of like Trump's the best president ever and all that fucking bullshit that people say. Trump 2020, Trump's the best president ever, he's like this, he's like that. He's actually just said, hey, I like this he said he liked a bunch of different policies. I didn't agree with the policies. He liked the Muslim ban because he said there's not that much radical Muslim terrorism going on right now. He liked, what else did he like? He liked the tax cuts. And what else did he like? I think he said that it's the first president that, you know, kind of put China in his place, which I don't agree with. The one thing is, the Muslim ban doesn't stop people from coming here. Like radical Muslims, I think they're already here if there's any. But there's also radical Antifa, there's radical white people, or I don't know what the white militias. So that's kind of stupid. Then he liked the immigration policy, which I don't agree with. The tax cuts, I don't agree with either. I mean, people that got the tax cuts aren't sharing the wealth. They're just, you know, storing it for themselves. So I might not agree with him, but at least I listened out to him. But I'm kind of I'm a little bit nervous. I don't want him to win another 4 years. It's just gonna destroy our country. We've been through stuff like this before. I mean, the Civil War, you know, 68, where our country was torn apart. Not as divisive and as radical, I think, as it is right now. But I think the biggest problem that I have with it, and I think most people will agree with this, is, you know, we've been taught as children and young adults our whole lives that to do the right thing and to do things differently, or to do the right things, to be fair, you know, to fight the good fight, to work hard and do a lot of things to better yourself. And then you see this president and his family cheat, lie, steal, and create alternative facts, which for me doesn't make any sense. Because, you know, if you're gonna be, you shouldn't be lying and doing all this crap to get ahead of other people. It's like the worse he does, the more corrupt he becomes. It's like the rules don't apply to him. And I think that in turn, to me, just fucks up everything. Because you pay your taxes, right? You do the right things and you fucking get shitted on. And then this guy fucking cheats, lies, and steals and just creates a bunch of bullshit. And, well, it's okay. I like him. Or I like this. And that's just tiring. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from it for me. It's like, you shouldn't get away with bullshit. You shouldn't get away with doing that kind of crap. Now, if you support Trump because of his policies, I can respect that. But if you ignore all the things he does that I consider bad, like putting kids in cages, lying to the American public, getting shortcuts, making money off the presidency, which is not allowed, that doesn't sit well with me. And like I said before, I think that sets a precedent for the next. Sorry about that. My phone rang. As I was saying, that sets up that all this corruption, lies, and destruction, in my opinion, sets up a precedent for the next president. Which, if it's a Democrat or a Green Party or some third party comes up, and people don't like it, what are they going to do? You already set the standard so low that anybody can do what they want. Like what the Republicans did, like blocking Mayor Garland when Obama wanted to put him in the Supreme Court 8 months before the election. They said, no, you should wait until the next president. And then they rush Amy Coney Barrett within like 3 weeks. Being hypocritical, and then on top of that, putting precedent over that, over the tax, a relief fund for people with COVID, and people are struggling. So when you see all that, that doesn't mean you're there for the people. You're there for yourself. You're there for money. And that just doesn't sit well with me, and I know it doesn't sit well with other people. Also, this presidency failed. The minute you closed the country because of COVID, you fucking failed us. You failed all of us. You know, a bunch of kids missed graduation, prom, funerals, like life firsts. Like my son didn't get his first day of high school. My daughter didn't get her first day of kindergarten and so forth, you know. So this president failed us. And think about all the people that died that didn't get to have a funeral with their family or died by themselves. So all those things together is why. So I hope Biden-Harris wins. And when people go, well, they're both bad candidates. No, they're not both bad candidates. They're not both bad. If you want to look at it that way, then you don't know politics. And what, like I said, what I've said this many times, what you see right now is not politics. It's like a reality show going off the rails. And that's the problem. We're better than that. You should expect better than that. You shouldn't just, you know, settle for just mediocre. Now, that's like the big topic I wanted to talk about today is common sense and critical thinking. People need to understand that you got to use common sense and critical thinking when you vote in a president, when you make a decision and you make choices. And people are just gotten so lazy. They don't want to do anything. They want someone to do it for them. And I hear it all the time, over and over again, you know. And it's just interesting to me. It's like, come on now. Like, I'll give you an example. I used to work at the mall, and one of our stores was in one section, and our other store was like across the mall. And people will come in and go, hey, I'm looking for this. I'm sorry, it's the other store. It's our other section, our men's store or women's store. You need to go do, I can't do that. It's too far. Like, really? You got your fucking fat ass in the car, and then you parked, and then you walked here. You really can't walk like 2 more minutes to get what you need? You know, it's like common sense. Like, well, call ahead, see where the store is. 2, I mean, if you feel that way, then why did you even come out? You know? It's stuff like that. And that's not really critical thinking. That's just common sense. Critical thinking is like, hey, this person is not doing something right, or is doing something against society or against the rules, you got to call that shit out. Be critical about it. Be able to think for yourself. You know, and like when you watch the debates and you see all that fucking lying, it's like, really, dude? Like, you got to be... Some people are that dumb, from what we notice, but people are that dumb that they go, yeah, that's true. That's true. Or they look at their Twitter or Facebook and they just read something. Instead of like looking into it more, they just go, oh, this is what I read, so it must be true. It's like, that's lazy. Same thing with news. And I've said this a few times before too. So I had to do, twice I've been on the news. One for a self-defense thing. The other one for a story on like crime or something like that. And the first time when I did it, it took 4 hours, four fucking hours to make a 5-minute piece. And they pieced it together. I mean, it was pretty accurate. They changed a couple of things. And then a new story was maybe 20 minutes that they talked to me. And they used 10 seconds of it, which wasn't inaccurate, but it wasn't like the whole story. It was just the clip that they needed. Also, my brother-in-law is a Trump supporter, which, ugh. So he went to a rally without a mask. And he's not allowed in our house or anything at this moment due to COVID reasons. Plus, I wouldn't let anybody in anyway. Just being cautious. And if people don't like it, I don't care. So, first of all, he doesn't speak very good English. He's from, you know, he's from South America. He speaks Portuguese. And it was like some right-wing show. I'll put it on my Mindfulness Cast Twitter so you guys can see it, or Instagram. So they ask him a question, and then he goes, yeah, I'm here to support Trump. He doesn't speak good English, and the girl doesn't understand what he's saying. He goes, oh, you're from Brazil? He goes, yeah, I'm from Brazil. And you could tell she's feeding him the line. She's saying, so you're here supporting Trump from Brazil? And he's like, yeah, yeah. She goes, oh, thank you so much for coming from Brazil to support President Trump. And that's not what he said. He said he's in the, like, I heard the piece because I can understand his Spanish, his broken English. He's saying he lives in America. He's an American citizen now. Now he's an American citizen because he wasn't. And, you know, he supports America First and Trump and stuff. But she goes, oh, you're here for Trump and you're here from Brazil to support him. You came all the way from Brazil. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they totally changed what he said. You know, and I do want to have a conversation with him. And I kind of want to just tell him, dude, like, really? Like, looking at his background, you're really going to support someone that puts people in cages? Because that's what I will tell him if I see him. I'll say, hey, dude, you could be in a cage right now if things were different, right? But, you know, that will start a fight, and probably, like, I'll get disowned from that side of the family. But that's okay. I can stand by what I said. I'm stating the truth. So, just like that, it's like critical thinking. It's like, you know, we're all immigrants here. Everybody's immigrant. Even if you're white, you're immigrant. Like, hello, unless you're Native American, you are an immigrant. And your family came here for a better life, just like anybody that comes here for a better life. Does everybody deserve to be in here? I don't know. I don't think so. I think if you're a crook or criminal, rapist, whatever, you don't deserve to be here. But how do I know who is who? How does anybody know who's who? At the same time, if someone's here illegally and they ship them back, don't just ship them back. Ship him back with papers and say, hey, this guy created this crime, this crime, this crime. So when he goes back to that country or whatever country he comes from, they can say, you can put him in jail. They can do what they need to do with him. But at least they know who's coming. But if you set like a criminal loose in another country and no one knows about him, what do you think he's going to do? It's common sense and critical thinking. You know, same thing. If someone's coming through here, we can vet them, see what they're like. That too. It's just common sense and critical thinking, but people are so fucking lazy they don't want to do their job. Kind of like, I think COVID could have been stopped a long time ago. I think it would have been less here if the American government, when they went to get the people from the boats, from the, you know, Princess Cruise and all those cruise ships, they fucking shipped them to Atlanta so they could go to the CDC, and instead of holding them there, testing them before they let them out of the plane, quarantining them, they just let them loose in the Atlanta airport to go get their food and talk to people and get cars and went anywhere. So I wonder where all the disease came from. Just lack of common sense and critical thinking. Anyway, I didn't want this podcast to be about that, but that is critical thinking. And I think about it. You see it every day. You see it in so many aspects that people don't have common sense and critical thinking. So vote for who you're going to vote for. I might not like your choice, but I can respect it. But use critical thinking. Do what's best for all Americans. Do what's best for all of us. Not just your party, not just red, not just blue, not just this, not just that. For all Americans. And I would like to say thank you to everybody around the world that listens to the podcast. Please tell your friends about it. Share it. I enjoy doing it. I think after whatever happens on November 3rd, if Trump wins, I'm going to live with it. If Trump loses, I'm going to live with it. I'll be happy. But life goes on either way. I just want a better situation for my family and other families and people that need help, because this government's not doing it. But I won't make my podcast so critical, but I'm just being honest and just being true to myself. And that's what's on my mind. You guys have a good weekend.